this week, how tough has it been to get back, get focused after the 48-point game?
You know what? We've had a real good week of practice. Sometimes, you know, when you're really struggling, you just go back to the basics. I think that's what we've done this week, focused on effort and fundamentals, and it's made for some real good practices. And so, you know, it's that's part of this thing that makes it so hard, you know, when you're in the midst of a little of a losing streak. Everybody, you know, I think the initial reaction is that everything's broken. You know, that's what the perception is out there. And then if you really study it, it's just fundamental things. And you said that those are what you work on. And, it's, you know, part of the thing is getting the guys back and upbeat, believing that, you know, we can be the team that we set out to be. And I think we've got that accomplished thus far this week. Now we just got to go do it in the game.
It's only San Diego's 11 touchdowns in those games, only 10 in the rest of the games for the season, too.
Yeah, you know, that's disappointing. You know, you like to rise to the occasion. And, you know, in that game, obviously the red zone, keeping them to field goals would have made those different games. We weren't able to do that. It's been a hallmark of us all year, and we've got to do a better job of that this week.
With Arizona's receivers, are they going to be difficult to cover?
Well, I think their receivers and their passing game, you know, early in the year we were saying they can protect the passer. All of a sudden they start running the ball effectively, and that kind of falls into place. And that always goes hand in hand in this league. You know, Edgerrin has run the ball very effectively the last two games. 126 in each of the game. All of a sudden they're protecting the passer, and Leinert's making good decisions back there, and they're starting to be able to utilize that talent that they have out there at receiver. So they certainly have some great weapons out there.
John, everyone's talking about, you know, having to get the three wins, but just the mentality of football, if you get one, I mean, how big?
Yeah.
Momentum-wise, I guess, right.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'd be a fool not to think that we don't need three wins to get into the playoffs, but I think the approach has to be we need one win right now. And, you know, hopefully we can do one win three times, and that will be good enough. Yeah, you know, I think you take your hat off to him in terms of what he's been able to do and his versatility as a player. And he's really stepped in there and done a nice job. And I think he'll continue to get better as long as he needs to play in that role. And, you know, he's still getting his corner stuff in the nickel package. And I think each week we'll probably ask a little more out of him. And he's doing a great job at it.